Tater, Harley said over the music, can I ask you something?
What's that, honey?
Have you seen anybody new in Bud's recently?
What kind of individual are you talking about?
A man, probably middle-aged or older, dark hair, ratty clothes.
That sounds like half the county.
But this man had scars on his face, several, like he'd been in an accident or something terrible.
Scars, scars,
Tater said, scratching his chin. He took a sip of beer and burped.
Seems like I did see a feller like that last night.
Did you talk to him?
Nope. Bud.
The shed's door flew open, and Tater's best friend, Floyd Robinson, stepped inside, a Hardee's bag in one hand and a six-pack of Pabst's Blue Ribbon in the other.
Well, there's old Winnie Cooper, ain't it?
He said, smiling at Harley. Floyd, Harley said in return, pleasantly. Floyd Robinson, proprietor of Floyd's Junkyard, was a large, burly man in dickies and loafers. With his bulbous red nose and happy demeanor, he reminded Harley of Mr. Hamburger from Popeye, but with a shock of white hair. He thumped down into the beanbag beside her, and she wondered how he was ever going to get up from it again.
Did I miss the Golden Girls?
He asked.
No, you ain't missed 'em. And it's one of your favorite episodes, The Men of Blanche's Boudoir,
Tater said, with panache. Floyd unwrapped his cheeseburger and took a bite, smacking his lips.
Yup, I reckon that's one of my favorites.
Uncle Tater, Harley said, you were telling me about the man you saw in Bud's. Both men looked over at Harley, seemingly surprised that not only was she talking, but that she was asking questions.
Oh, yeah, that.
He took a sip of beer.
Well, he was going around a bar yonder asking questions of folks.
What kind of questions?
About folks in town, mostly,
Floyd said, his mouth full of cheeseburger.
Sure was, Tater said. But who he really wanted to know about was Patrick Middleton. Why, I don't know, but he wanted to know where he could find him.
Said he was supposed to meet him there, Floyd said.
And?
Well, I reckon somebody gave him Patrick's address, because the next thing anybody knew, he was gone. Just like that.
What time was this?
Oh, about 8, I reckon.
And you haven't seen him since?
Nope.
Harley was about to ask another question when Floyd pointed at the TV screen.
Oh, look yonder. We're coming up to my favorite part.
Blanche was on screen, presenting a calendar to Sophia, Dorothy, and Rose. The Man of Blanche's Boudoir, she said.
I'm surprised you were able to walk in October, Sophia added.
Floyd's laughter burst through the shed, rattling the tin walls and inflating the beanbag. Patting his belly and catching his breath, he said,
That's Blanche. She's a good un.
No, not for me, Tater said. I'm more of a Dorothy fan. Takes charge. Knows what she wants.
Well, you'd have to get you one of them stepladders for your dates.
What do you know about dates, Floyd? I bet you ain't had one in 30 years.
Floyd laughed, this time only rattling the beanbag.
Well, I have me a right mind to ask old Hazel Moses out. She's about the only person in town I know who's been single about as long as I have.
That's because she's been pining for Patrick Middleton for 30 years. Seems like everybody's interested in him lately.
Ah, Tater, you know Patrick ain't gonna get with her.
She don't know that.
Well, she ought to know it. Heck, he would have made a move by now if he was interested.
I heard he likes him young, Tater said. And blonde. Hazel's right purty, I reckon, but she ain't young.
And she definitely ain't no blonde, Floyd added.
Harley glanced at her watch and rose from the minivan seat, satisfied with her visit to the shed. If anything, Tater and Floyd were a wealth of information.